Radio News Watch. The truth verified.
As matrics gear up for their big maths paper tomorrow, Basic Education says around a quarter of the NSC exams have been completed on schedule with no major incidents reported. The department says the National Senior Certificate exams, which began last Tuesday, have been running smoothly. Spokesperson Terence Kala says the feedback from exam centres in all nine provinces have been positive so far. The calculators will be out as the class of 2025 sits for the first papers of maths, maths literacy and technical mathematics tomorrow. Kala has urged the public to continue supporting matrics.
The stability that we are witnessing is truly reflective of the well-coordinated and mature system that the basic education sector continues to run.
Carlos added that isolated irregularities such as cell phone use and crib notes are being handled under national policy. The exams will end next month. And the Indamande brothers arrested in Eswatini in connection with the murders of Kienan, a.k.a. Forbes, and Tapelo Motswane could be on their way back home soon. Siyabonga and Malusi Indamande were arrested in the neighbouring country in February last year. It's a year after the rapper and his friend were shot dead outside a Durban restaurant. They've since been fighting a decision by a court there, granting an extradition order to send them back home so they may join five other accused to face trial in the Durban High Court. Natasha Kara, who is the spokesperson for the prosecuting authority in KZN, says they've been informed that the brothers have abandoned their appeal of the ruling.
The NPA has received a notice of abandonment from the Eswatini authorities in respect of the Indamandes. The Eswatini authorities will handle the matter further and communicate with the South African authorities accordingly.
The trial is set to begin in July next year. And on the international front, French police have arrested five more people, including a prime suspect, over this month's daring Louvre Museum jewellery robbery. Prosecutors, however, say none of the loot worth millions has been found. They say DNA evidence linked the main suspect to the theft, suggesting he was among the four-man team that carried out the brazen October 19th heist. The five detentions took place yesterday in and around Paris. Your top story this hour, as matrics gear up for their big maths paper tomorrow, Basic Education says around a quarter of the NSC exams have been completed on schedule with no major incidents reported. For more on this and other news stories, head to ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.